Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, on both the podcast and the video and everywhere else. I'm very excited to do the show this time around because we are dedicating a lot of this show to the Reemerge Dance Festival, which is taking place at Center Stage Theater. The Reemerge Dance Festival was put together by Center Stage as a way to celebrate the fact that we are allowed to reopen theaters. In fact, today, Santa Barbara County just moved into what we're calling the yellow tier. California has a tier system for COVID, for the pandemic, and the purple tier was the worst tier you could be in, was the most restrictions. And now we're all the way down to the yellow tier, which is very exciting because it means more openings, restaurants can have more people, and the next tier down is green. So very exciting to see that everything's moving in the right direction towards reopening everybody. And so that's part of the reason why the Reemerge Dance Festival was created, so that we could reopen the theaters and celebrate the fact that we are able to do performances live with a live audience and live performers all in the same indoor space. And it's very exciting that Center Stage is doing this festival. And again, it's going to be June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage Theater in Santa Barbara. And for tickets, you can log on to centerstagetheater.org. That's centerstagetheater.org. And all the information for tickets can be found there. You can also click on the blog and learn more in-depth details about each of the various performers in the dance festival. And today I'm very excited to introduce my guest. We are international today. We are here in Santa Barbara and also in Russia. And my guests on the show today are Vasily Golovin and Jatila van der Veen. And they do ballroom dancing, and we're going to learn more about the pieces they're doing in the festival. And Vasily, Jatila, welcome to the show. It's great to have you both here. And Vasily, you're in Russia. How's Russia today?
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful weather.
Nice.
I can see my parents, my friends. Yesterday I had a birthday.
Your birthday?
Yes, yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Nice. And then I understand you come back just, what, like the day before the festival begins. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow, that's cutting it close. But then also the first day of the festival is all filmed. So I'm sure the two of you will be able to rehearse before your piece is presented.
Yes, we'll have a chance. Nice. To cry.
And Jatila, you've been kind of holding down the fort here in Santa Barbara. Is that correct?
What do you mean, holding down the fort?
Yeah. Well, just kind of, you know, here in Santa Barbara, just kind of keeping everything going until the festival begins.
Well, Vasily just left on Sunday, and today's only Wednesday. So,
oh, okay.
I did tech at the theater yesterday, and that went really, really well. I'm so impressed with Antonio, the new lighting director. He was just perfect and just wonderful, and we have some wonderful backgrounds and beautiful lighting. So I teched both our pieces yesterday. But other than that, I'm just beginning to hold down the fort, trying to practice every day in my home studio here.
Keep
fresh in my mind. So when we get back together, we'll just jump right back in.
You just plug everything right back in and pick up from where you left off. That'll be great. So let me, I have a question for both of you. Jatila, I'll start with you. What was your path as an artist? How did you begin in dance? Was it as a young child, or how did that all start for you?
I started as a child, yes. And I mean, I always wanted to dance. And I guess I started formally when I was 8 with like folklore. I grew up in New York City. And by the time I was 17, I was touring with a company from New York. I paid most of my college tuition by touring, for performing and touring for 6 years. And then I went to grad school and I had to stop. So my path into where I am now is I didn't grow tall enough to get into ballet theater, which is where I studied when I was a teenager and I was crushed. And so the only other thing that absorbed my imagination the way dance did and would make 2 hours pass like 5 minutes was applied math. So I went into science. So I've been doing research and teaching in like geosciences and astronomy and physics for a long time. And that's how I earn everything. I earn a little bit of money belly dancing, and most of it I pay for dance. So I continue. I've studied a lot of different dance forms. At one point, I had a scholarship to live and study in India for 9 months. I've studied in Europe. I've been to Macedonia and Bulgaria and studied with ensembles there. So my first passion was really folklore. And then I met Vasily in 2014, and it was like, you know, instant chemistry. And this is the most satisfying and most difficult dance form that I've ever studied. I love it. I'm, you know, very passionate about it, and we practice a lot. We have a lot of fun. He kicks my butt all the time, and it's such an honor to get to dance with him. He's an internationally acclaimed champion, and yeah, so that's how I'm here. And I'm currently an adjunct professor at City College and a researcher at UCSB in my spare time.
Nice, very cool. And then Vasily, how about for you? How did you get into the world of dance? How did that start for you?
You know, this was a wonderful story. This was a 9 year old. We had a subject in the school. It's called like dance. We had some classes. And after the classes, teacher came to my mom and she said, this is a guy, he has a talent. He has a big step. And we have after school program, ballroom dancing. And would you like to bring your son? And my mom asked me, would you like to try? I said, yes, that's how I'm going to start. And I'm still dancing over 20 years, dancing professionally, a lot of practice, a lot of competitions around the world. And I feel so happy I'm in the United States. Right now we represent this country. I'm dancing with Jatil already like 7 years. We one team, we one family. We're doing so many wonderful performances, competitions. It's working hard, dancing, competing, growing. That's nice. My small, very, very quick.
Very cool. And then for both of you, other than ballroom dancing, what other dance forms or even other art forms have you ever been curious about or have wanted to try if you had the time?
Ladies first, Jatila, your answer.
Okay, so as I mentioned, I've studied a lot of different styles of dance. I love Balkan dance because of all the complicated rhythms, and I spent a number of years not just dancing and performing and studying and teaching, but researching the culture and the history. And then the other thing that I love that I do is Middle Eastern dance. And I was in the Middle East Ensemble at UCSB for 8 years. I was a soloist and a choreographer. And now I'm waiting for Zaytun to open back up so I can go back to my job dancing there. I love that. So that's the other thing that I'm currently doing.
Nice, very good. And then Vasily, for you, are there other dance forms or other art forms that you've kind of, that have piqued your interest, if you will?
You know, I like hip hop. I had a little bit experience about this in some dance camps. That's what style I knew a little bit. I'm not professional at this, but I really like this. Very interesting for me. Hope maybe one day when I will be not so busy, I will spend more time for this style of the dancing.
Nice, very good. And then for both of you, what was, you know, being artists and performance artists, dancers, what was the pandemic like for both of you during the whole last year and a half or so? How did you guys managed to get through that whole year?
Yeah, also, we didn't stop. When we went underground, so to speak, we immediately started doing Zoom lessons. And I was just dancing on my own in this room. And Vasily was giving me a lot of exercises, and he, you know, had me doing all kinds of things so that by the time we got back together, I had actually gotten stronger in a lot of my techniques. So from March till May, we were completely alone, you know, in our Zoom classroom. And then in May we started practicing in the private home of a friend, anonymous friend, while the studios were closed. So we've been fortunate to be able to practice together this whole time. And then last year when there were no theaters, we made films, and myself and Vasily and then some of his other students we filmed ourselves and we put them online and just put them out there.
Very cool. And then Vasily, how about for you? What was the pandemic like for you as an artist?
You know, the most of the things that Jatil already told, we practice very hard almost every day through the Zoom, a lot of technical stuff. We didn't have a chance in the couple because ballroom dancing, this is the dancing in the couple, but still I think this was from one side, this is the amazing good practice for both of us. We spent so much time for technique, and I can say this was very important for us. And after that, when we had a chance to again dance together, for example, for me, I had this so much more feelings. I'm always like dancing with Jatila, and we go through a lot of stuff with her, but this is technical stuff which we work almost whole year, help to feel us better and improve for all our dances.
Nice, very, very cool. And I'm speaking with Vasily Golovin and Jatila van der Veen. They are ballroom dancers, and they will be featured in the Reemerge Dance Festival, which is coming up here on June 17th through the 20th. And I believe their performance will be on Friday, June 18th at 7 p.m. And they will be doing two pieces. One is called The Spanish Princess, and the other one is Only Hope. And again, that'll be on Friday, June 18th, 7 p.m. And you can get tickets for individual programs for the four nights, or you can also do the entire festival. And there's a little bit of a price break, I believe, for going to the entire festival. But anyway, all the information is on the Center Stage website, centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. Vasily or Jatila, whoever wants to jump in here, tell me about your two pieces. Let's start with The Spanish Princess. How did that piece come about?
Okay, I'll tell the story because I kind of developed the idea. That's a real COVID project. So during COVID, my husband and I just started doing treadmill every night in front of TV, and we watched a lot of Netflix series. And that music came from a Netflix series of the same name, The Spanish Princess, all about Queen Catherine of Aragon and her early years and the legends behind her and King Arthur. And I just fell in love with the theme music. So I said to myself, yeah, we have to do this. We have to make this into a paso doble, which the paso is like the fighting dance among the five Latin dances. And so I researched the composers and all the pieces that they had for that film series, and I put together the medley of pieces from that series done by those composers. And when we got back together, we started choreographing it. And so it's a very dramatic piece. It's kind of in a rumba and paso doble style. And Vasily liked the music and he agreed with my ideas. And so we put that together.
Nice. And for those who aren't familiar with the paso doble, explain what that dance is all about. What goes into that particular type of dance?
Okay, so in the Latin suite of international ballroom dances, you have five dances. You have the cha-cha, samba, rumba, paso doble, and jive. And when I first started studying with Vasily, he explained to me that this is like the cycle of romantic love. You know, first you meet and you flirt, then you have a little heavier flirting, then you're like, really serious, that's the rumba. Does he love me? Does he not? You know, it's very passionate. And then you have the paso, which is like the lover's quarrel. And the traditional music is España Cani, what's often called the bullfight music. And in that, the traditional way, the woman is often representing the bull or the matador's cape, and the man is representing the matador. And in every paso that we've done, usually the bull dies. That's me. And we've performed paso many times at Fiesta, and we're going to do it again this year. So and then the jive is just like everybody's happy and we make up, and it's a fast, friendly, flirtatious, lighthearted, but very technical dance. So that's the origin of the paso doble. So this piece has a lot of elements of drama and romantic love with passion and guilt and, you know, all those kind of emotions in there.
Nice, very cool. And that sounds like a fabulous piece. And then did you say that you're also going to perform it during Fiesta?
That one we're going to do at the courthouse in Fiesta, as well as our traditional paso doble, our competition paso, which is using the traditional music.
Oh, nice. Very, very cool. And then tell me about the other piece. It's called Only Hope.
Okay, so that piece, it's a waltz, and it's in the meter of a Viennese waltz, which is kind of like a 6-8. It's faster than the slow waltz. And I have been learning Latin, but I wanted to learn some other ballroom style. So I brought this music to Vasily. I was introduced to the music actually by another choreographer in town that we know, Javi Aristakesian. He put that in one of his concerts a couple of years ago, and I fell in love with it. It's a really beautiful piece. And I said, I brought it to Vasily. He said, I want to do a waltz to this. So I said, okay. So it's in the style of Viennese waltz, and it's completely the opposite from the Spanish Princess. Even in Spanish Princess, I'll be wearing black, and in this one, I wear white. And it's just a love duet, you know, no drama, just pure love.
Just romance and, yeah, and love.
The song is the title of the song is Only Hope by Mandy Moore.
Oh, by Mandy Moore. Oh, excellent. Very, very cool. So we only have a few minutes left before the end of the show here, and I'm hoping that you both will indulge me. I wanted to ask you some random questions. I've been asking everybody some random questions just to kind of get to know them on a side other than dance. Do you mind if I put you on the spot? and I'll ask you both, and I'll start with you, Jatila. The first random question I have is, what is your favorite comfort food?
My favorite comfort food, probably a big juicy Fuji apple. Assuming you don't do this, but I always have one in my bag. And when I don't eat very much before practice, because you can't always be sucking in. So right. My treat after practice on the way home is I eat a big juicy apple, and that's my comfort food.
Nice. And then Vasily, how about for you? What is your favorite comfort food?
You know, my favorite comfort food, this is the smoothie, which Jatila make for me for the last 5 years. She every lesson bring for me homemade cocktail with a lot of fruits. That's give me a lot of energy for whole day, you know, and this is amazing. This is our tradition. I love this. This is probably my favorite smoothie.
Very cool. And then
the recipe if you want.
What's that?
I can give you the recipe to publish if you want.
Nice. Oh, that'd be great. And then for both of you, who is your favorite fictional character, either in literature or in TV or movies? Who's your favorite fictional character, if you had to choose one?
Fictional character. I don't know. Vasily, you want to go first?
You mean them like actor, right? Wherever.
In a story. Like
yeah, in a story, like either in literature or in movies or television. Who's your favorite fictional character?
Hard to say right now, you know.
Yeah. There's so much. That's the thing. It's like with movies, television, and literature, there's so much that we have available to us. It's hard to pinpoint, isn't it?
That's true.
I would say I don't have a favorite.
No, yeah.
No, you don't have a favorite one? That's okay.
No, I don't read fiction anymore. I only read like real stuff. So probably favorite character would be Richard Feynman.
Oh, okay.
And Baryshnikov, my two favorites.
Nice. Oh, very good. Very good. Well, we just have a little bit of time left here before the end, but is there any other information that you both would like to put out, either social media information or websites, anything of that nature, all the 4-on-1 and how people can connect with you outside of the festival?
Okay, we both have websites. Mine is just Jatila Dance, all one word, at WordPress. And there you can find pictures and most of the videos that we've made. All from last year and some from before. We're both on Facebook, and Vasily is in the process of redoing his website, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that'll be, we'll put that out there later. But yeah, you can find us on Facebook, and yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's great. And well, I wish you both good luck, and don't break a leg. And with actors, we say break a leg, but for dance, I don't think you want to do that. But continued success in your dancing careers, and have a good performance with the festival, and the best of luck to both of you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And again, for the festival, the Reemerge Dance Festival takes place June 17th through the 20th. Again, that's June 17th through the 20th. And for tickets, you want to log on to centerstagetheater.org. That's centerstagetheater.org, and you can reserve tickets online. And you can also click on the blog tab and check out all the detailed information about the festival and who's going to be participating. All that good stuff is right there on the blog. And you can find it at centerstagetheater.org. And if you want to know what I'm up to, I'm doing Jim on the Air. That's my podcast, and also my video that's on YouTube as well, Jim on the Air. And you can find the podcast pretty much anywhere, Apple Podcast, also Anchor FM, anchor.fm, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, and also Radio Public. And again, the show is called Jim on the Air. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.